Well, it started with a few hints, followed by polite requests, and soon it progressed to written demands. Even offers of hard cash failed to budge him. Well, now a US couple has taken their adult son to court to obtain orders to force him to finally move out of home. It sounds like one of those only in America stories, but here experts say similar pressures are creating problems for parents and their grown-up children. Nick Grimm reports.
This 30-year-old dude is facing an eviction threat from his own parents.
That's just so ridiculous.
So begins one of the American TV reports relating the very modern parable of Michael Rotondo, not so much a prodigal son as a child being cast upon his own resources by parents at their wit's end. Sober-looking and conservative in appearance, Christina and Mark Rotondo sat looking downcast across the courtroom from their 30-year-old bearded and bespectacled son as he represented himself against their lawsuit.
They support themselves on their own.
Well-spoken, educated and internet savvy, with long hair well past his shoulders, Michael Rotondo had Googled the legal arguments he'd laid down before the court to fight for his right to stay home with mum and dad. He said he'd been given insufficient notice to leave.
Judge, the petitioner is required to serve a 6-month notice to quit on me.
The judge congratulated him on his research, but reminded the 30-year-old his parents had served him with 5 official notices asking him to leave the family home immediately. They also offered him $1,100 to help him find somewhere else to stay, as well as providing advice on other ways to raise money, such as selling his stereo and tools. Here's the parent's attorney.
They have no obligation to provide support. He's well over the age of 21.
I'm not a burden to them in the home. They don't provide laundry or food. It's really a moot point for them to seek me to be ejected.
The judge, though, was unmoved by the younger Rotondo's entreaties.
I'm granting the eviction because I'm concerned about what's going on in this house.
But according to Mark and Christina Rotondo, nothing was going on where their son's good graces were concerned. He never offered to pay rent or do chores around the house, and worst of all, he was disrespectful to his parents. The reaction on US television has been excoriating.
Court of public opinion is already on mom and dad's side.
Oh, he needs to get out.
It's that time. He's 30. And then you're not paying rent or you're not, like, being independent. You got to be independent.
Bruh, you got to go.
Judge asked why he didn't just move in with his girlfriend. And the man said, girlfriend, I'm a 30-year-old man living at home. Dude, there's no girlfriend.
Certainly public sympathy might seem to be running in the parents' favour in this case. But is that fair on stay-at-home kids, including many in this country, who face unprecedented pressures when it comes to starting out on their own? Katie Aitchison is the CEO of Youth Action and chair of the Australian Youth Affairs Coalition.
Yeah, I think it's tougher for both generations. I mean, the older generations, I think, you know, those parents probably thought that this would be the time where they would be retiring and having less pressure and having the pressure of you know, caring or paying the bills for what is an adult child is hard for them. But understanding why that's happening for many young Australians is because, you know, they're trying desperately to save for a home if they're trying to buy, or they're trying to make ends meet. These sort of things are probably, we're going to see more and more of this happening.
There's been a lot of changes in the way that we live over the past 30 or so years. And one of the most profound changes has been the length of time that people are staying at home now.
And that's the demographer Anne Evans, an associate professor with the Australian National University, who has a focus on families and social attitudes. Her research has shown that the trend towards children moving out of home later in life is causing the nature of parenting itself to evolve.
Yes, you see a lot of people talking about the time they might become an empty nester with a bit of hope in their eyes, getting off the drudgery of parenting. But parenting adults is a completely different proposition to parenting young children, and they have to negotiate a new type of relationship within the house.
Yes, quite a challenging situation there for all sorts of parents around the country. Nick Grimm with that report.